Citigroup has agreed to pay $2.65 billion to settle class action lawsuits brought by investors in WorldCom. That telecommunications company went bankrupt in 2002, the largest bankruptcy in corporate history. Now, as it made this deal, Citigroup denied any wrongdoing, but it is paying the money, including some to the New York State Retirement Fund, which is overseen by the New York State Comptroller, Alan Hevesy, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was Citigroup's connection to the WorldCom bankruptcy exactly?
Well, they were a major underwriter of bonds and stocks for WorldCom. They're the gatekeepers, and therefore they were parties to the litigation. And so the settlement, which is the second largest in American history, but the largest dealing with third parties, was resolved this weekend. The last largest case, by the way, was Sendant in a $3.2 billion settlement in the year 2000. But Sendant, like WorldCom, was the issuer of the securities and of the debt. They're still in business. WorldCom went bankrupt, so as lead plaintiff in the case, I pursued on behalf of our class not only Citigroup, but a number of other underwriters, and we've resolved the case with Citigroup, and they made a pretty courageous decision. Their CEO, Chuck Prince, I think has done a very courageous thing to put this issue behind Citigroup, and we're all rooting that Citigroup grows and prospers and creates profits for the company and shareholder value and creates jobs.
Who gets the money, if I can ask that?
Well, the members of the class, $1.45 billion will be distributed to bondholders and $1.2 billion to shareholders. There are complex formulas that are used in the litigation that I can't even reveal what they are because we have other underwriters that we're suing. This is not over. Under federal law, there are 45 days for the other underwriters, including J.P. Morgan and Deutsche Bank, to accept the same agreement. If they do, that would mean another $2.8 billion on top of the $2.65 in a final settlement. Doesn't mean they all will, don't misunderstand, but that would be the rate.
Now, just very briefly, especially since Citigroup is still being sued by other people, why do you think the company decided to settle?
Well, they knew that it would not be an entirely pleasant experience to go through a 6 or 7 week trial. That there were issues, there was some culpability and involvement, and they wanted to get this behind them. Chuck Prince's attitude was the mistakes made were done by prior leadership, and he wants to be the reformer, make changes, made some corporate governance changes already. I presume more will be coming, but to get this behind him.
Okay. Comptroller Hevesy, thanks very much for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
New York State Comptroller Alan Hevesy was the lead plaintiff in the class action lawsuit against Citigroup. The company has agreed to pay $2.6 billion.